Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 through 30. While they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after a blessing, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for forgiveness of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." After singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
Jesus' last meal with his disciples took place during Passover. Giving them bread, he said, "This is my body." Next, offering wine, he told them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many." Those of us who are believers today observe the Lord's Supper as a symbol of cleansing. Starting with Adam and Eve, God required a sacrifice to cover transgressions. But this was just a temporary solution. Jesus was God's permanent answer to the problem. He took upon himself all sin, past, present, and future, and died to pay the full penalty in our place. The Lord's Supper is a symbol of consecration. When people trust in Jesus Christ for salvation, they're set apart for the Lord's purposes. Their sins are forgiven, and they receive eternal life as well as the indwelling Holy Spirit. The bread and the cup are an opportunity to remember what God expects of His children and to renew a commitment to obey. And the Lord's Supper is a symbol of communion. We're connected not only with the Lord who saved us, but also with past and present believers. Among members of God's family, we find comfort and support. The Lord's Supper is the time to stop and recall what Jesus has given us. Let's partake solemnly and gratefully.